Turl was doing something in the upper left corner of the board. Unfortunately, he had carelessly dropped a text open in such a position that its cover obscured much of what he was doing. It had something to do with the installation of a switch. It was a switch which would appear in the top panel. All Johnny could see on the discs was that the switch probably had to be changed with every use of the board. Up one firing, down the next, up the next, and so on. The switch was misleadingly labeled dimmer. The component it was attached to was visible enough. If activated by a wrong turn of the switch, that component would send a surge through the board and erase the invisible circuit. Johnny couldn't see what position the switch was rigged to be in at the first firing. Turl now was putting the board together. And Johnny found why loosening the screws which held it all together made the board inoperational. Turl took a large electromagnet and put it around the case. Then, just inside one screw, where it went through the insulating board, he inserted a fuse. Johnny went down and got one. It was a magnet fuse. As long as a current went through it, it stayed whole. The moment a magnetic current was absent, it blew. To remove a console top, one had to put a magnetic field around the console. When the screw was touching the top edge of the console, the magnetic top edge kept a tiny current running forever. The moment that screw was loosened, the magnetic current ceased and the fuse blew. More, when it blew, it activated one of the components just under it and wiped the invisible circuit out of the board. But to take a panel top off, all you had to do was put a magnetic field generator near that screw and the fuse wouldn't blow. An invisible circuit, two booby traps to wipe it out, a completely false circuit to distract. And that was the secret of the cyclos. A sober Johnny made plentiful copies of Turl's circuit. One could simply put it on a piece of insulating board and trace it in. The metal plugs through it activated the invisible circuit. They could duplicate it. All except for one switch. And that was why he was sober. Exactly how it was rigged, he did not know. The position it would have to be in for each sequential firing, he did not know. He reviewed the discs again. No, he could not make it out. He speculated on the possibility of just making several boards and working it out. No, it might do something else, too. He made a full file and plenty of notes. They couldn't make teleportation motors from this, but possibly they could open them and trace the circuit. Maybe. But without that one switch... Johnny knew they would have to go over and seize that console, just to see where Turl set it. It was an appalling risk, and might cost men's lives. He knew. They would have to do it.